Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, this is poet, author, Mark Lacey. That's M-A-R-C-L-A-C-Y. And you are listening to ATAZP recorded live right here in the ATL. Don't forget to check me out at www.marklacey.com. That's www.marclacy.com. Read about the critically acclaimed The Looking Heart, Poetic Expressions from Within, and Reflux. And don't forget to keep it locked at ATAZP recorded live. This is ATAZP. This is TAZ. We're doing a show. It's just a regular show now. What happened was about an hour before the show, Lanique, who was supposed to call in, singer from VA, Williamsburg, VA, where Ron L. and Gina L. stay. That's how I met her. She's been on the show before. She's got a new track out and a couple more new songs. She called in and she couldn't make it, so had to change the show around. And as I was waiting for the show to start at 9 o'clock, the computer said, "I ain't trying to work right now," with a minute to go. So I had to hurry up, turn my computer off, turn it back on, get it unfroze, then go back and cancel the show so I could put a new show up. Oh, my Lord. I went through it. But it's a regular show. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play 5 songs, and then the last half hour, there's a talk that me and one of my artists, Rolanda 700, who does spoken word, does commercials, and does everything else for me. We talked for about a half hour in 2007, and I was telling her about some of my escapades back in the days. So I'm sure y'all going to like that. I have not played that since 2007. So it's a half hour talk with us just acting crazy. But first I'm going to play this song by Shake. His name is spelled C-H-E-I-K-H, Shake Cake. The name of the song is I Just Wanna. I heard it on YouTube and had to get it because this is a tight track. I'm waiting so I can find it. Here it is. The name of the song is I Just Wanna by Shake. On ATAZP, just a regular show, yo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shake, man. I told Ghost I'ma kill this shit one time. Ready? Let's go.
Getting back to the old me. Had a step back, let it soak in. Back on track, girl, you know me. Holding shit back, now I'm open. I couldn't deny what I had inside. This feeling of mine, I could never hide. Girl, I know you're still down, know you feel a vibe. And I know you're still mine, better recognize. That you got a hold on me, it's taking over. The way you reacting, it feel like a roller. A way to detach from me, don't you do that. Cause the feeling is damaging. What are you battling? Rambling, you know the feelings you have for me. Never can change anyway. Must be insane, that nigga ain't half of me. I keep you happy so you can maintain. I just want you to know that. I just wanted to show that. I just want you to know that, yeah. That when we get along, that. Girl, you know to know that. Girl, you know to show. I still come through for you, get loose on you. Take it where you never been, do the shit he ain't do for you. Feeling on your skin, saying what I wanna do to you. You feeling the same, now we fucking like we new to it. Yeah.
And I swear I never felt this way before. I can never fake it.
I can never fake it.
You tell me that he ain't the same no more. I could come replace him.
I want you to know that.
This is another TAZ production.
ATAZ on blogtalkradio.com.
my girl Ginger D of Orange Room Radio. She sent me that drop earlier today. Like I said, this is just a regular show. For the ones that didn't catch it, I had a computer glitch at the very beginning, and then it wouldn't play. I couldn't hear the show. I couldn't hear the song at all. So I was out there. The music didn't come on, and the artist that was supposed to call in, Lanique, she called to cancel because some things happened, and we decided to schedule it for another date. So that's what I was going through at the very beginning. Then I had to reschedule it for another half hour because my computer zapped out. Believe me, I'm going to change this equipment and put it on the other computer because I ain't going through this all of a sudden, just dropping. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play five songs or try to play five songs before the half hour is up. And then at the end of the last half hour, there's a talk between me and Rolanda 700, who does spoken word for me, sings, raps, does everything, comes to the house parties. She'll be at this house party this year, which is September 2nd. She and I had a talk back in 2007 about some. I just laid it on the line and told her a couple of stories that I went through while I was in the service and basically, you know, being a hoe. Being a professional guy that I was. Anyway, the next song is, if I could get it on fast enough, it's a Sinead Arnett. Sinead Arnett. And Arnett is spelled with an H. And of course, it's Sinead. And I'm looking for it in my box. And the name of the song is Rather Be With You.
I was halfway up on the wings of a fantasy, looking out for love, didn't know I was good for me. I stay out every night and live it up, live it up, live it up, live it up now, baby.
I'm
That's Lucene Phalon. Lucene Phalon. She was on the show before. Violinist. Also, she sings too. Bad Girl. The name of the song was Pound Cake. The next song I'm going to play is PJ. I looked her up on Spotify. I was looking for another artist, and she sung the hook. And since her name was highlighted on Spotify, I clicked on it, and she happened to have a page with her music on there. She's a bad girl. I've been trying to get in contact with her. I want her on the show. She goes around performing around the country right now. So I'm friends with her on Facebook, but eventually I'm going to get her on the show because I love her music. After PJ plays with this song called Nickels and Dimes, then I'm going to get into the half-hour talk that I had with Rolanda 700. Hopefully, this will last out to the 10:30 on the East Coast, 9:30, my time frame. Here we go with, I'm looking her up now. Her name is PJ. And that's all you can, matter of fact, put it on your Facebook browser and just put PJ on there, and it ought to come up with the girl with an afro, black girl, and she's a music artist, so it ought to say musician it should say musician. This is PJ with the song Nickels and Dimes on ATAZP, and after that, we play that half hour to 27-minute talk I had with Rolanda 700 when I was a wild boy back in the Dizzy's.
Everybody going through it. Yeah, yeah. Don't
After my friend told me to not see any more married women. After the time when I was...
This is the same friend in the You Left Your Car story.
Yeah, yeah, Mac. I got in contact with him recently. But he's the one who preached to me, no more married women. Okay.
This sounds like a story where you didn't listen.
Well, I did. I was taking heed. And we going to say about 5 more months down the line after that happened.
Okay.
I was taking heed. Every time somebody was married, I would run away. Oh, you're married, I got to go. I remember I left my car, and I can't go through this shit no more. So, what happened was Mac met this girl, and she had a girlfriend, and she seen that we was together, and her girlfriend wanted to talk to me. I'm walking around the club talking to everybody. Mac run up there. Yo, man, you see old girl talking to you? I said, yeah, she fine, you know. He said, well, she got a friend. I said, oh, yeah. How she looked, and then he pointed at them. They were on the other side. I said, dang, she fine. He said, she won't talk to you. And her girl ain't going to talk to me unless her friend talk to you.
Package deal.
And I'm like, dang. Well, I do you a favor, bro, because you get your little rap on. You got your little skills together. You know, he's youngster. He's 2 years younger than me now. He's a youngster. So I went over there. And we started talking. An old girl said, the first thing you say when you're in the army, you away from your place, you ask, where are you from? No girl said, I'm from Michigan, Detroit. Now, in my mind, I'm going, so that means that you're down here in Texas, because we were stationed in Texas. Now, if you're in Michigan, and you're from Michigan, you need to be, I need to have a job because I came down here for my work. I came down here because I'm in the army. Something of that nature. So I said, why are you down here? And she said, because of the military. I said, okay. And she didn't look like she was in the military to me. So I said, so what do you do in the military? She said, oh, I don't do anything. My husband. Your husband. I took off running. So.
You left your boy hanging.
I said, well, it's nice meeting you. Everything was good. Shook her hand, gave her a pound, rolled out. Started talking to other girls. So he was talking to the old girl, but he wasn't getting no play, so he ran over to me. He goes, what's wrong? I say, her girlfriend is married. He goes, just do it for me. That's what I'm saying. Wait a minute.
Oh, wow.
You done taught me about, you know, not doing anything, but now I got to do it for you as a favor.
Oh, that's not right.
So I ended up starting a life of crime all over again.
You didn't stay strong?
Nah, I didn't stay. Well, I mean, we didn't do anything. It seemed like, okay, she was married, but she was in the middle of getting a separation, so. But we didn't do anything. And one of the nights that I was out to go see her, that same husband was out from the girl, the other girl.
Was you ducking and weaving?
Wait a minute, look. We was at a red light, me and Mac. And Mac turned around and seen the guy. The guy pulled out a gun.
Ooh.
And Mac said, he got a gun! He beat my death. He got a gun! He got a gun! Go through the red light! I don't care! I'm saying, but the police right back. Go through the red light! Go! Man, he get ready to shoot us! And a policeman, because he was in back of me, and he made a legal turn to get on the side of me to show that he had a gun, and a policeman was like 2 cars back, and he turned his lights on and stopped him. And as soon as he pulled up, the police officer pulled to block him out.
Uh-huh.
The light turned green and we went. As soon as we got to the club, Mac talking about at the bartender, can I have some alcohol? I don't care if it's rubbing. I just need to ease my back. He was nervous. He looking at me. He had a gun, G. He had a gun. I said, oh, Lord, here we go again. He know my car. So, 2 more months later, I seen his car.
here I go. Oh, he gonna pull a gun out on me. I chased him all through Killeen. He was running. His car, he knew who I was. I was chasing
him. Why did you chase him?
Because I was behind him. And I seen him. And I looked at him. And he see me. And he took off. I guess he didn't have his gun that day. He took off.
He was in his car.
Yeah.
He was running.
And he was running through red light stop signs. I chased him. And he almost hit another car. And again, a police officer was on the other side and stopped him. Then I just drove on by waving like... with his laugh
today,
on my face.
If he see you today, he's jacking you up.
I don't think he know me from years. Because I've been down there before. I went back down there again.
He just didn't see you.
I don't think he lives down there no more. But if he did... Because I did... There was one other time that I put my hands on him. Because he was at the club. Just about 5-6 months later. And I seen him and he was leaning against the wall. And I told Mac, that's that dude that pulled that gun out of us. He said, it is.
Little gun, a shotgun,
I said,
chasing you.
I said, get on the other side. Mac was on the other side. And I walked down the aisle. And he was leaning against the wall. He didn't know who I was, like close up, I guess. And I just walked. And all of a sudden, I put my elbow in his neck. And he was against the wall. I said, bitch, I got you now. Don't walk outside. Please live in this club. Because I'm waiting for your black ass outside. Don't come outside. Don't come outside. And the dang...
He listening to the show now. He coming after you.
The
now.
Security guard came by and told us to break it up. I said, don't come outside. Please. If you like your life, do not come outside. And me and Mac left. We don't know if he came outside because we didn't worry about it. He kept going. That was a saga right there, boy. But yeah, I'm scared that dude.
Look, he's surfing the net right now.
Looking for me.
Surfing the net. And somebody told him, check this out. And he listening. Check your email from your webpage.
Then another thing that happened. You stupid.
You got mail.
You stupid. I'm going to tell you another thing that happened to me when I was down there. I don't know if all this shit was true because I just don't know what happened, but there was three girls that was claiming that they was pregnant by me. Now, I'm going to tell you, they knew my whole name, so I know I ain't got no baby. That would have been the first thing that would have came. There would have been some monies coming out of my pocket. I know that. But damn. Here go one. Okay. One called me on the day. I had duty all day long. So my black butt was going to be put in one spot. Could go nowhere all day long on a Saturday. So I'm sitting up there at the desk. Got to do 24-hour duty. So everybody knew. You ain't going to be at the club tomorrow. You know, because, shoot, we used to go out to the club. Now, listen, the club, we used to be at the club from Tuesday to Friday.
I heard the story.
Tuesday to Friday. And then they wanted a sneak of Monday in, like, about 6 months in the game. Talking about, you know, that song, Living Like a Hobo, that song that was out a long time ago by Marco McLaurin. Buffalo Girls Round the Outside. It's a New York song. I got the album. Anyway, they used to play that and they said, Living Like a Hobo. And so on Mondays, the club got slick. We going to have hobo night. Get these niggas in a hobo night, dressed all jacked up, and get in free. So we used to just put on some old holy jeans, a raggedy shirt. Looking like a hobo. That was the name of the song that was out. Got in free. They sneaked that extra day in on us. So we was going like from
6 days a week.
No. It was 7. Because Monday was the day of our rest.
Oh, I know you went on Sunday.
Sunday they snuck in at another club, free pizza night. Why they do that? We never, see, at the beginning, oh no, it was free too. Domino's, hell, we gonna be there. They had free pizza night. Now look, check this out. This was my life. Tuesday night was ladies' night. at 20 grand. Wednesday night was ladies' night at Sugar's Live. Thursday night was ladies' night at the VFW. Okay, Friday was the weekend. Friday, we might go out of town. We might go to Waco. Because
you go anywhere on Friday.
We might go off, because we off on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, we didn't work on Saturday in the Army, in the service. Then Saturday night, then Sunday, free pizza night, then Monday, hobo night. I'm going to tell you, they caught us up for all 7 nights, and we was running strong for 3 months. 3 or 4 months. We was doing it every night. I was a tired soldier, like this Puerto Rican dude said. He said when he came up there, he was a Puerto Rican sergeant in our squad, and we had to be ready at 5 o'clock to go outside. He knocked on our door, and about 5:15 to 5, we still laid out. He go, "Y'all the most tired of soldiers I've ever seen in my life." He said, "You got your PT uniform on, but your knee back down." Because we got up, brushed our teeth, and went back straight to bed. I couldn't take it. And then look, all day long, I'm talking about, I ain't going. You going out? No, I ain't going out. Look, lunchtime come. I don't want no lunch. I'm going to sleep. Go to sleep and shit. Get up. Be mad as hell at 1 o'clock because it'll only be an hour. Be mad. Oh, I can't stand it. I ain't going out tonight. I'm going to sleep.
Stupid.
5 o'clock come. We get off. We wind it down. We sitting in the room, chilling out.
Got a good 90-minute rest. Huh?
No. Didn't get no rest. Just sitting there, chilling. Talking about what happened the day before. Then that same old nigga come in and go. And he don't go out to the club. This is what his job was, just to get us out. Like he was going in our room stealing us something, because he was like, "You know, so-and-so going to be at the V. You know, she going to be looking good. You know, so-and-so going to be at Sugar's Live. You know it's going to be kicking. Every girl in Colleen going to be there." And all of a sudden,
maybe he tried to get y'all out so he could have the
I don't understand what it was. He was in our roommate. He was kicking up noise. Every day he come in there, "You know so-and-so, you know." And he knew all
maybe
the women.
Was
I don't know what it was, but I know all of a sudden when he said that, about 2-3 things, he said, "And you know it's ladies' night. They get in free. And they going to have all mini skirts." And I be going, "I'm going up." My boy go, "I'm going up." Then we go and take a shower, same old routine, be back in the morning about 3 o'clock, get up at 5, talk about, "I ain't going no more, I ain't going." We lived this shit, I can't believe it, we lived this shit for like three months straight before one night, we gonna go out. It's Saturday now, dressed, we were dressed.
Because you didn't work on Saturday.
No, we usually get up, play ball early in the morning, go play ball for about 9-10 hours, and then take that little lunch break to go eat lunch at another dining facility across post, because we was at the main field house where they had like 9 or 10 courts,
mm-hmm.
and everybody from post come there and play. And we'd be there for about 8 or 9, I'm talking about from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the evening, playing basketball all day long. So look, we sitting there talking about going to the club on Saturday night. Now, this went on for like 3-4 months. We mm-hmm. went out every day. Okay. Saturday night, Kate, I guess it just beat us down. But we was dressed to go out. Everybody had on their shoes, their suit. We was dressing with suits now back then because you could
right.
only get in the right way.
Right.
Not like it is today. So we dressed to the fly. And
just sitting there looking at
somebody said, "Well, I'm just going to lay down for 5 minutes. I said, "Well, I had two." And there were 3 beds laid out. Our other boy said, "Well, I'll lay down too."
Did y'all take your suits off?
No, we didn't take no clothes off because we said we was getting up in 5 minutes. Bro, I woke up in a hurried manner, like I was nervous. Like I missed something. I got up and I looked at the clock and it was 2 o'clock in the morning. We had Simmons go lay down for 5 minutes at 8 o'clock.
See.
I said, "Yo, Mac, Sam, we missed it. It's 2 o'clock." And the nigga said, "Damn, we only went to. I thought we'd go to sleep for 5 minutes." I said, "Well, you know the rising sun." Because the rising sun
stayed open till 5, huh?
No, it stayed open till the sun rose.
Oh, okay.
That was the name of it, the rising sun. We didn't, it didn't, and it didn't open till 3 o'clock. Because the clubs didn't close till like 2:30.
Right.
And then you get that half hour intermission. I don't know why.
You get from one place to the other.
And then by the time we get there, we wait on the doors to open at 3, and it'd be like a whole herd of people. And it was free to get in, and they served free food. I don't know how I guess they made money off the drinks, but, you know, I don't drink, so.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, we was like, "Man, I'm hungry, too." "Well, you know they serve free food." "Well, damn it, I'm going." And then at the rising sun, you could wear jeans. So we took that shit off and put jeans on. At 2 in the morning and went out. But, yeah, we used to hit the clubs quite frequent.
Yeah, you got.
Quite professional.
You got quite a few stories you knew there.
Every day. Every day.
Yeah.
I remember we used to get in at the V, and that old lady used to let us in. And she said, "Hey, baby, got your stamp?" "Yeah, I got my stamp." So one day, I'm going to be like, damn, it was a hot day, just getting nice again around the spring. I knew every nigga ton about, "I'm going to the V," all over Post, telling me, because they see, I knew everybody on Post that went out. I mean, it was like, okay, we went to play basketball at the main field house on Fort Hood, so therefore, we knew everybody that played ball on Post. Everybody would go out on Post. So around that day, on that Saturday, we was going to the mall or whatnot, shopping for some clothes to wear to the, you know, to the gig. It was on Thursday that day, and we was off one particular Thursday all day long. I forgot why. Well, I guess it was a training holiday or something like that. And niggas was telling me, "I'm going to V, man. V is going to be packed tonight. We're going to be partying." Then, you know, after hearing all these people, I'm like, "Man, I ain't trying to go to V at 10 o'clock. Because I see the line outside." You know, niggas be wrapped around and can't get in. I'm like, shit, it only holds so many people. So me and my boy Sam and our sister Nene, who Darlene know now, we went to the club at 6 o'clock.
Not 6.
And got a stamp. And then went back and took our showers. I took a shower with a garbage bag on my head. Because it was the fluorescent stamps that only glue, with you only can see it with a dark light.
Right.
So I told Dee Dee and I told Sam, "Don't wash your hand." "Now you wash your hand, you're going to have to stand in this long old pitiful line." Okay. We got back to the club about 10 like we normally come. Line wrapped all the way outside. They in the parking lot standing in line. Man, we knew every nigga in line. I said, "Yo, what's up? How you, wait a minute, you ain't standing in line? I got a stamp, nigga." They was like, they were mad as hell. "You cut the line." "No, I've been here, my brother. My brother, I've been here." "No, my brother, I've been here."
No,
my sister, I got a stamp. And I'm in my mind going, "Well, I can't see it because I ain't got no dark light. I hope I didn't sweat it off." Got in there, I had some old glow on my head. Yes, Lord. Yes. I've been here. Was worried about it. Hey, look, bro, that whole time, I didn't even touch the top of my head. I was, and I see sweat. I see sweat on my head. I'm going, no, I'm going, blowing the, trying to keep it dry. Because I don't want my stamp to rust.
You stupid.
I paid $3. I worked hard. I thought about it. It was premeditated to cut that line. But just to let niggas know I'm in there. "Yo, how you doing? Man, how you getting in? Nigga, I got a stamp. You got a stamp." "Came in at 6 o'clock. Nigga, I got a stamp." Oh, they was out there. And she was like, "Yeah, baby." She didn't even check my stamp because she knew who I was because I've been there 100 times before.
Yeah, you were there at 6.
But she seen them. You know, the rest of my sister, and then she remember, "Oh, y'all came earlier." you did right, baby. Cause they out there. I said, yes, they are. I had to beat this line. At one time, I'm going to end this again with one time, Mom. We were at the V. I was by myself this time. Just made my sergeant strike that day out of the V. See, this girl that played basketball that I have been knowing the whole time because I played basketball and she played basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, all the gyms on post. It was like 12 different gyms on post. I played at every different gym. All my life, I was playing every day. This was part of my regimen. That's why my knees are bad right now. That's why. But I played ball all the time, so she knew who I was. And she looked good. So I was standing against the wall. She came up and was standing facing me, and we was talking. She had on some tight jeans, little tight shirt. Fine. Man, these two niggas kept turning around looking at her ass. So I'm like, you know, they don't even know me. This could be my girl, you know, just up here disrespecting me.
You got an attitude for something that
yes, I did. That wasn't even mine. But see, back then, I was high strung. I was young, and it was the principle of respecting me. So the next step, they kept turning around, and they kept talking. Turn around, looking at her, and kept talking. So I told her, I grabbed her. I said, you lean against the wall. I'm standing right here. So they turned around, and I was standing there. I said, yeah, right. They said, well, the bitch wasn't that bad anyway. Why did I hear that? I said, what you say? The bitch ain't that. Bam! I pushed him. And this boy, I looked at him and said, like, what you going to do? Oh, I didn't know I had this much juice in the club. I didn't know. I knew people. I knew peoples because I go out. I knew peoples because I play basketball, but I didn't know. This dude that I played basketball with had a broken leg, had a cast on, hopped all the way over there, grabbed me, and pushed me out of the hallway with a broken leg. And I'm like to myself going, and then there was like 10 more niggas crowding around the two guys that I had a beef with. Okay. They knew old girl too because of the gym. Some of the guys did too. So I'm standing there. And I'm like, dude said, man, you just made your E5 today. You don't need to jack it up. I said, man, these niggas up here tripping now. He said, but man, you don't need to do this, man. You just need to chill out, man. I said, okay. I got back in there. 20 niggas had them surrounded. Talking about, we ought to beat your ass messing with my man Jay. And I'm like, I'm looking at some of the niggas. I didn't even know. I'm looking at, who are you talking about? I'm your man. I walk between them. I say, look. It's me now. Yeah, y'all, nobody else has to worry because I got this, right? And I told old dude, I said, look here. I'm going to tell you right now. If I say the word, they're going to stop a holy y'all. And that dude was like, it's me and his beef. Ain't nobody else got nothing to do with it. I said, look, all these cats know me because I come in here all the time and I play ball all over post. Please do not disrespect me ever again if you ever see me out. And do not disrespect my girl. You don't know who she was. She could have been my wife, my sister. Don't matter. You're disrespecting her, you're disrespecting me. Do it again, and that's your ass. I'm gone. I'm going to tell these other guys it's cool because they was all ready. We'll beat your ass. I mean, he was taller than me. And I was taller than that dude. I'm like looking like, nigga, I don't even know you.
It's all right. I want to fight today.
They knew me. They said, oh, we know you. You play ball. And you don't beat, you know, because I used to kill niggas all the time. Yeah. We used to win all the time. I hate losing. My winning percentage was like in the 80s. Especially at that gym because I hardly ever lost. And I was not losing every time I went out there. I'd be like, look here, fellas, we ain't losing now because I ain't trying to come out here to lose. I ain't sweating for no loss. So they knew me. I guess, you know, I didn't know that I had it like that. I mean, everybody in the club was up. I mean, it was like all the niggas was on one, you know, they were scattered. And everybody was on one side ready to beat them down. Like they messing with the whole club. They talking about, well, we going to get your ass. We going to get your ass. We going to kill what Jay said. I'm like, damn. Y'all niggas need to bite some beef and go home.
We want to fight. fast. They just want to fight.
That's all it was about.
We didn't fight yesterday. We haven't had a good fight. We ain't seen a good fight. We ain't heard nothing about a good fight.
We need to be involved.
So we want to get a good fight.
And, I used to go to the park on Sunday. That was the regiment. Get your car clean. Shine it up. Go to the park about 5, 6 o'clock. Showboat your ride through there. Like you part of the fashion show. And me and my boy used to do stuff with, we used to act like we'll call out a magazine and strike a pose.
He was from
Alliance. My boy in Alliance, Larry. And he used to go, he'll say, Ebony. And then I'll stand there all prominent. What was it? Newsweek. And I'll stand there like I'm thinking. Then he say, Ride With Me, the writer's book with the motorcycles. I'll be acting like I'm riding the motorcycle.
What was your Harper's Bazaar pose?
And then he say, Play Girl. And I'm standing there with my legs spread or with my tongue out. Boy, we hit every pose. We hit it just like that. Every pose for every magazine, but we always yell Playgirl out loud. Playgirl. And niggas just get in their freak pose. It was crazy. He was doing it. He was standing up in the middle of the park, and I was driving through, and he yelling out magazines. And I couldn't pose too hard because I was driving. But all I could do was throw my tongue out on Playgirl because they all knew what I meant.
You stupid.
We was wild.
You are crazy. You are.
Got me.
Got questions.
Whether it's right.
Whether it's right.
Or it's wrong.
Or wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether
she
loves
me.
Speak on it. Is it wrong for me to just kiss you, then lock you in my arms cause I miss you, and make love through the night? That carrying on will keep us straight, yo, keep us tight. But you get side talk, just lippin' with the panties in a bunch, straight trippin', got me loud talking. I'm flippin', find another big booty, I'm dippin'. But is that the right way for me to go? Live a life on the streets trying to be a hoe. Pretty ass lips, thighs, here I go. But the pounding in my heart saying, yo, nigga, no. And I wonder, can I just love ya? Set no one higher, anyone above ya. This is what real niggas made of. I can't fall for dummy love. So you say you just love me when you act like all above me. And I just wanna hold you tight. Say things to pick, just gotta have a fight. I want your love to get naked. You're telling me you can't take it. I'm so hot you could bake it. Lay down, close your eyes, then fake it. Nah, ain't nobody here being real. I'm popping off things that I feel. Cause my heart's been damaged. I can't cope or even manage. I guess love is being true. Cause it hurts a lot loving you. So you say you just love me when you act like all above me. What?
You just a dummy for love. You just a dummy for love. You just a dummy full of love, baby. Just a dummy full of love, baby. You just a dummy full of love.